This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We were talking about my sex life. Let me tell you what, this mom who slept with 18 different men in one night and claims the husband is okay, we're definitely getting to that a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. We need to get to that.
Because that was a story that I think we meant to bring up yesterday.
Yep.
Or the day before yesterday on the show, and we did not get to it. Because apparently this mom is okay with sleeping with 18 different men. All right, welcome back to the show. It's The Usual Suspects. Joel Blank still on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. It's myself, Nick Sciarra, and Barry Laminack. Aaron is blitzed on Twitter, right? He's behind the glass.
Yep.
At Barry is funny, at the producer Nick. I figured we'd open up the second hour and talk a little bit about the Astros. We got Jose on the line. We might be able to get to your call a little bit later. But they are at home, I mean on the road against Colorado, who have been doing, they've been doing pretty good at home. And I don't know if this is a good time, as we talked about a little bit in the hallway, to introduce a guy from AAA in that ballpark, right? Is that safe to say?
How do you say his name? Yuquiti?
Jose, it looks like Yuquiti.
Okay.
Yuquiti.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
I do too. And I've never heard of the cat, and I haven't paid attention, but apparently he's their best arm right now at AAA.
Yeah, I saw that.
You worry about bringing up a young guy in Colorado where the balls have literally been flying out of the park at record rates. When you look at how many Rockies are making the All-Star team, it's because offensively they're in a tin can hitting balls out of it. It's crazy. So I would worry a little bit about that, but you know, it's one start. You can probably get to your bullpen pretty quickly and bring in guys like McHugh to give you a couple three innings, who has a little more experience, pitched there before. So it's all hands on deck. I'm pleased if he gets out of the second inning.
Right.
I feel like if it gets too out of hand, you just leave him out there.
Yeah,
sorry, kid.
I don't know anything about him. All I know is this stat line. He spent 4 years in the minors, 15-11 with a 3.0 ERA in 63 games, 50 starts in those years. This year he was 5-3, 3.40 ERA, 15 games, 13 starts, and that is combined between Round Rock AAA and Corpus Christi AA. So I really don't know much about him either. I think the good thing for the Houston Astros is that they were coming off that bad series in Pittsburgh, and then they get the sweep against Seattle. So I think that's a little bit of a momentum builder going into this series. But like I said, on the road, Colorado's kind of a tough team.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at, I did read their record. I think it's like in the past 10 games, they've only lost like twice against Colorado. So there's a bunch of stats you can throw out there to make it, you know, favorable for each team.
Well, I mean, that lineup is a murderer's row in Colorado when you got Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story and Charlie Blackmon and our guy David Dahl, friend of the show.
Yep.
And not to mention, you're putting a new kid who just is getting a shot up against their ace in Marquez. It's a tall task. If you just go on the road and split, you're good. That's really all you want to do. Huggins and I were talking about this on the way to Arkansas, because we talk about it a lot in a 9-hour drive. But he mentioned this, and it's so true about baseball. The formula has always been two things: split on the road and win more than you lose at home. Beat up on the bad teams and split with the good teams. If you do those things consistently every year, you're always going to be a contender and make the playoffs. And so in this case, Colorado's a decent team. They had an awful start. They dug themselves a hole that they probably won't dig out of, but they might be able to eke out a wild card. But still, this is a team that has turned around their season, and they're a good ball club, especially at home. So if you can go up there and split, that's a good road trip, especially since it's only two games.
But you're not worried about the Astros right now, considering they have a comfortable lead in their division, right? This is not a situation where you're really concerned that much, or are you?
You know, when they were up by 9 and 10 games in the division, I was saying there's no way they lose that lead. And then it got to 4.5 because the Rangers just got hot. And there's no reason the Rangers should be this good. That when you look at that team and that lineup, they got a few players, but there's no reason they should be playing as well as they're playing. So it did get a little dicey when they went up, when the lead shrunk to 4.5, I believe,
at one
point.
And I think it's at 6 or 6.5 now.
So that's okay. That gives you some breathing room.
Right.
Anything above 5, I'm good with, because I think the Astros can maintain that. But it's a lot scarier than I thought it would be at this point. I figured they, from 9, they would have just kept going up and up and up. But then, of course, they hit that big struggle, and the Rangers got hot at the same time, and that's the worst formula. And don't look now, but the A's are only 7 back. Everybody's looking at the Rangers. We always tend to look at the second team and ignore anything past that. The A's are only 7 back. They're a half game behind the Rangers. One series, and that completely flips.
Right.
So A's are doing their part as well. They're a team that usually gets hot in the second half of the baseball season, and it seems like that happens every single year. So if they're only 7 back, Astros still have a little work to do.
Right, and I think if you want to derive a positive from a negative, because we always talk about, and even A.J. Hinch has mentioned multiple times about the issues that they've had with the bullpen, playing position players when they really don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're ranked 4th in ERA in the league as a team. So does that show any promise that they can just make an addition to the bullpen and kind of maintain where they're at right now and maybe even build on that?
I think so. You know, you've got a good 7, 8, and 9. If you could get any kind of contribution out of any of the following, and Davinsky, James, Peacock in the bullpen, if he can, or McHugh in the bullpen, if he can give you some consistency to get you through the 6th inning, well, you're really talking about limiting a game. You know, all you need is 5 innings out of your starter, and when 3 of those are Miley, Cole, and Verlander, you feel good about your chances. But those 3 guys, there's 6 guys that have kept the Astros in it, and it's those 3 I just named, those 3 starters, Verlander, Cole, and Miley, and then the back end of that bullpen, and Presley, Osuna, and Harris. And they're literally the reasons why the Astros are so highly ranked in ERA. It's the other guys that you worry about blowing games and having issues, so at a point when everything was clicking and they were beating up on bad teams, you felt like they don't need to add anything. They have that luxury. Now, I think they've kind of been exposed a little bit that they need another arm, whether it is a middle reliever, if you're not going to go out and get a starter, to kind of bridge that gap from the back end of that rotation, or do you add an arm to make up for the fact that your middle relief is a little shaky?
Yeah, I think that's what you do. And I think, you know, Wade Miley, like when he had his start, I believe it was in the Seattle series, he had one home run that he let go. But outside of that, he was like, I think he shut him out for like 6 or 7 innings. So I think that's good to see that, you know, you've got somebody in the bullpen, or you've got pitchers that can deal with coming back from a bad situation. And I think it's not as bad as it seems. Obviously, it sucks when you're throwing in some position players to eat up some innings. But I don't think it's a terrible situation if you're a Houston Astros fan.
I feel like the Astros give up way too many home runs as a staff. And, you know, you can even count doubles in that. And so I was like, I went and looked the other day. I was like, how bad is it from a pitching staff perspective, their slugging percentage? What are they giving up? Like, what are teams slugging against them? It surprised me. They have the, like, 5th or 6th lowest slugging percentage in the majors. That would have surprised me for a team that I feel like gives up a lot of long balls. They're 6th at 405.
Yeah.
Kind of surprising.
All right, we'll keep it moving. We'll keep talking the Astros. I want to talk about the Texans a little bit later, but not in this hour. But we'll... Oh, we do have a get upside. You got to talk about how we can save some money.
Dude, I love this. I want to find it right now because my guy Kyle sent me a screenshot. And I love when you guys send me screenshots of your get upside purchases and the cash back that you're getting, because I keep telling people that get upside works. And I feel like some of you keep doubting me. All right. Now, if you don't know what get upside is, it gets you cash back when you buy gas and food. That's the simple elevator pitch for get upside, but it works. There's no strings attached. There's no catch. There's no fees involved. It's free to download and put on your phone. Then you just start using it and you start getting cash back when you use it. It's that simple. And Kyle sent me a screenshot, and I appreciate it, Kyle, because I get to brag a little bit. You got $45 in your account. I can see that in the month of May, you got $17.54 back. The month of June, $15.60 back. I'm looking at Kyle's results. $4.16 for one visit to the Shell station. $4.36, one trip to Burger King. Guys, if I walked up to you in the middle of Burger King and said, hey, here's $4 back for your meal, are you going to be like, oh, no thanks? Yeah, you're going to take that $4. If I did that at the Shell station while you're pumping gas, you're taking that $4. Why are you leaving money at the pump? Why are you leaving money at the table? If you're not using GetUpside, that's exactly what you're doing. So go download it right now, and here's a little trick. Use my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and it's going to get you a little bump on your first fill-up. You're going to get a little extra cash back just for trying out the app and seeing if you like it. So go do it right now. Put it on your phone. Download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, almost halfway through the show. It is The Usual Suspects. Nick Sciarra in for Joel Blank, Barry Laminack. Aaron is Blitz on Twitter. Aaron behind the glass. 713-780-3776 is the number to call or text if you choose to participate. And that is what Jose has done on the HRMP hotline. He's been waiting patiently, I believe, for like 40 minutes. We thank you for waiting, sir. You're welcome to The Usual Suspects. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. I just have a couple quick questions. Who would the Astros trade for Madison Bumgarner if they do trade for him? And who is disliked more, Jeff Bagwell or James Harden in the Houston sports team?
Pause. Put a pin in that. Jose, this is really Eric, right?
Yep.
No, this is Jose.
Okay, Eric.
He sounds exactly like
you
Eric.
You sound exactly like Eric, Jose.
The Eric that likes Eric. To talk about Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I also heard those slavery Nike shoes are going on the
market. That's Eric, yeah. So there you go. I thought so.
He also, when I picked up and told him during the break, he's like, well, so much for this show having the shortest wait time in all of radio. I said, yeah, I don't think you know what show you're listening to, dude.
Way to go, Hoseric. That wasn't...
Well, you told me when he was been waiting patiently. I'm like, I felt bad.
40 minutes. I'm like, man, that sucks. We got to get to him. Poor guy. And then I was like, okay, that's not Jose, that's Eric. And then he really did all that to... Slavery shoes. I'm glad you waited 40 minutes now, if I'm being honest. Who's Eric?
Eric hasn't called in a while, so I guess that's probably why he... I don't know why. I mean, he could have put his name, Eric, and we probably would have taken the call.
If I'm being honest, I don't even know what he asked, because as soon as I heard his voice, all I could think was...
This is Eric.
This is Eric, not Jose. Why would you call in and give a fake name? What are you setting up right now? Are you planning something? Are you going to say something crazy? And the whole time that's going through my head, he's asking his question, so it was pointless to even really try to do it. But nice, you know, E for effort. I'll tell you what, you're dedicated to your trolling, because you sat there 40 minutes to do
that's
that.
That's the thing about some of these
good
callers. They're so patient about calling in for their little bit for 10 or 15 seconds, and they've waited for an hour.
I'm going to sit an hour to yell wombat. I'm going to do that. Well, good for you, Paul.
Man, I appreciate all the suspects, but if you're going to wait for an hour
to troll us, and you know I'm gonna make fun of you, why would you even do that?
Oh, man. Anyway.
By the way, real quick, Steven Music said tonight there's a chances of storms in Denver. So not only you got a young kid coming up, first timer, but now you got that delay isn't going to be good for him at all. So he may not go more than a couple of innings just because of a rain delay. So keep that in mind too.
So
good point, Steven. Well done.
I was just about to ask you about that venue and whether or not it was, because I've never been and I wouldn't know if it was an open roof or not. But Coors Field is open roof. There could be a rain delay.
Yep, there very well could be. A couple of texts from the text line. I'm 35 and I'm single and I get laid all the time. Of course, this is a text, not me. With Tinder and the bar scene in Houston, you really have no excuse to not meet 1 to 3 new girls a month.
Well, I mean, that's fair, but Tinder, I'm not on Tinder. 1 to 3 girls a month is
what
fair.
What are you on?
I'm not on any social media platform.
Don't worry, I'm not going to say Grindr because that's childish.
I tried it. Remember, we had
you tried Grindr?
I did not try use this exactly what you said.
But I said no.
I hate you.
No, I said I'm not going to say Grindr because that's childish. And then immediately you said I tried it.
No, I said Tinder.
And I was like, you tried Grindr? Okay, so you tried Tinder.
Tinder.
Okay.
Yes, and that was awful.
It was? Why? Are the women crazy? Or ugly or both? Because you can't. I feel like you got to pick a lane. You can't be crazy and ugly. You got to pick one.
Why not? Yeah, you can be crazy and ugly.
Well, then you just have no shot. I'm just saying, if you want a dude to even consider, we're simple folk. Men are.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'll put up with crazy if you're hot. Or I'll put up with, you know, not hot if you're not crazy. If you're a cool chick, I'll lower my standards a little bit. If you're bad bleep crazy, you better be super hot. But you can't be both.
Well, the first thing that I noticed when I first started dating sites like that mm-hmm. is the full body. You look at the profile and you see whether or not mm-hmm. she's doing full body or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a massive indicator.
So if it's just neck up, then they're probably...
God knows. She could be fine. She could be not. I mean, I'm just being real.
Because we also know this, is true. Whatever profile picture they're going to have... is them at their absolute best.
Yeah, because they've got all those filters.
So if they are a 4 in their profile picture or a 6, chances are they're not even moving the needle the next morning, so to speak. Like, right? Is that accurate?
It's amazing how you could be fooled. Like,
oh, see?
It's bad.
See?
It's bad. Like, it's a completely different... It's a different game, like, because the Instagram filters and the Snap, that's just, it's a different ball game.
Now,
dude.
So I do like your idea of you don't just swipe right on a neck up only picture. You gotta see a little more, right? Is that?
No, if it's only neck up, I don't even.
No, even if she's like, wow, what a beautiful face.
Doesn't matter.
Like, nope.
Nope. I just.
Okay.
Nope. Yeah.
Do they have like a crazy filter where you can be like, do you just look at the eyes and go, okay, she looks crazy in her eyes?
Probably.
Because it would be nice if they would just have, we need some way to determine in a dating app. And this goes for men too, because men are crazy. But there should just be a way where, you know, like if you have to, like in a breathalyzer, you can tell how drunk you are. It'd be great if there was a breathalyzer for crazy people where you just blow into a device and then it's like, oh, you're insane. You're a psycho and you will boil that person's rabbit if they look at another woman. Need that. Maybe like DNA or something. I don't know. But that needs to be a test.
I just feel so uncomfortable just even thinking about it. I swear, I hate dating. I'd rather just go up to a girl and talk to her.
Did you meet anybody on Tinder?
No.
You never decided to swipe right and had a match?
No, because you can see... No, I've had a match, but like just from the conversation.
Oh, really?
You could tell they're insane, dude.
I made a sweater out of extra cat hair. Okay.
Well, yeah, it's...
I'm out on this.
Yeah. I didn't last very long on dating sites.
I let my dog lick my face, but then when he sheds, I just make socks out of them for the winter. What?
Yeah.
No.
And you would think like the ones like Bumble where the girl picks you.
No better?
Uh-uh.
I did see a new thing. I think it was Bumble. I saw an article that Bumble is taking the next step. So now you can FaceTime each other. You can do a video call through the app. So you have a certain amount of time. The chick chooses you. And then you can say, okay... And then you guys can video chat. Now that will be the play, because I'd be like, hey, back the camera up.
Yep.
Let me get a full. Oh, no, that's not what I saw. Bye.
Then they're going to introduce video filters, and then they're going to be all like,
oh, that's
hot
true.
Through the video stream.
It's just like a haunted house mirror, and it makes me look like an hourglass. Yeah, but you look like a clock normally, a regular clock. So.
It's an absolute lie out there, man. Just telling you.
I'm glad I'm married now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, how did you guys, like, if you...
I met my wife. This is a God's honest truth. Do we have time? Okay. I don't want to shatter breaks. We're good about that. The story about how I met my wife is pretty underwhelming, but kind of humorous.
Yeah.
So I'll share
it with
you
on that
when
we come back. All right. It's the Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere. Bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and
they wish and they wish and on me. Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You always talk about how I can never dress and I'm just so out of date and it looks like my shirt's wrinkled and I just rolled out of bed every time I pull up to the studio. So I figured I'd ask you about this because I want to up my game. I really do. I really do.
Okay.
Fanny packs are making a comeback.
No.
Why?
No, no. Because you're not 17.
The Astros, about a week ago, gave out, I think, I don't know. You know how they give out those free, like 10 or 15,000 free fanny packs to the first 10 or 15,000 fans that show up at Minute Maid?
I saw them.
Tyler requested one. I was happy to get him one. But when I got it, to be honest with you, kind of want to rock a fanny pack. Now, I would not rock the Astros one because I feel like...
it's ugly.
Yeah, it's too...
Some people are like, oh, these are great. Well, you're just being extra.
And I get why Tyler wanted it because he's floating the river. He's got the Astros hat now. Now he's got the fanny pack. He can just look like an idiot, get drunk, and have fun, which is cool. I get it. But now they have these ones where they like go over the chest.
I feel like, can I just stylish. Say real quick before we move on?
What?
I just feel like if you have to have the hat and the Astros fanny pack and the Astros sunglasses and the Astros poncho, I mean, you're just acting like a thirsty girl right now, Tyler.
I think it's a funny look.
He'll be in here in any minute.
I thought the Astros hat was pretty cool, although it was massive. It was like Ole for domes the size of Joel's. Like, you could not get a regular size hat from the game.
It was one of those big floppy straw hats, right? Yeah. Still didn't cover his ears.
Yeah, it was just...
He's going to be so mad when he gets back tomorrow.
If he's listening.
So you want to rock a fanny pack. I feel like fanny packs are only for the 20 and under crowd.
That's not true. See, my friend Sam is...
And rappers and musicians.
I've got a couple friends rocking fanny packs and they're in their 30s,
they're
bro.
They're probably weird.
You know what else is under for people who are in their 20s? Abercrombie and Fitch.
Listen. Let me tell you something.
Deadline for Abercrombie & Fitch is 28 years old. It's about the same time you stop wearing a jersey.
No.
Once you hit 28,
and a fanny pack,
28 or 29, listen, you never wear Abercrombie & Fitch again.
If we're going to draw that line, then you need to draw the fanny packs too.
No, because it's a throwback. It's a retro type of...
So are jerseys.
No.
Yeah.
The jerseys are throwbacks, but you even if it's a throwback, you shouldn't wear it at 40 or 45.
Bro, how old are you?
36.
You should not be wearing a fanny pack. You can if you're under 20 or over 65, you can wear a fanny pack. Because when you're over 65, you know, you got your oxygen tank batteries in there, and you've got your, you know, all of the meds that your denture cream and
defibrillator,
you know, and pair of depends, and yeah, all that stuff you put in the fanny pack because you actually need it. All your pills, you know, they got that pill box. When it's just loaded, it just looks like you're a drug dealer and you're 70.
God, I hope I don't have to get, you know, like, because my mom has that where she has like
the pill box.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's going to suck so bad because I'm totally going to be that person.
Every morning it's like an episode of Narcos at your house, right?
And then you,
dude, like, what?
There's so many of them. There's so many pills that she takes. It's ridiculous.
And then you wonder, at some point, there's got to be the law of diminishing returns where you're just, there's so many pills that your body's going, stop. I don't know what all this stuff is for.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I've already have started the, okay, I got to remember to take my allergy med, and then I got to take this. I got to take my vitamin D. Shut up. I got to take my vitamin D.
Take
my calcium. I started taking calcium the day I saw that dude get his arm broke. I was done with that. Oh, man. So, yeah. Okay, back to the story real quick. Go ahead. Did you have something else?
No, I mean, I just wanted a fanny pack. Maybe something.
Please don't. Why? You don't need one.
To keep my
snacks in.
You
already don't pick up chicks. Now you're going to add a fanny pack to the mix?
I think that would add a different mix. I think that would add a different element that girls might be attracted to.
You could keep a bunch of bottles of water because you're going to need it with the dry spell. Because you are never going to have sex with a woman if you're wearing a fanny pack.
Plus, all the snacks that I'm going to keep in that fanny pack, I'm really going to need some water. Really going to need some water.
So the way I met my wife, because we were talking about Tinder and Bumble and all that, my wife and I worked together. It was at a company called C-Trek. I don't even know if they're around anymore. But she worked the front desk, and I was an instructor. I used to teach computers, and I would teach like Microsoft Office. I would teach like Microsoft, because in the IT world, you can get certified, and there's these classes that certify you. So I used to teach those classes as well. So I would teach the nerds how to be nerds, right? I was a dork. But she worked the front desk, and I was an instructor there. And one day I was like, I'm going to ask her out. That's what I'm going to do. So I thought I'd be all smooth, you know, and I walked up and I was like, hey, what's up, Nora? I'm Barry. She's like, hi. I said, where you live at in Houston? She said, oh, I'm on the north side. I was like, oh, you're a hood rat.
That's the first thing you told her?
First thing. Literally the neighborhood called Northside, which is right there at 610 and Cross Timbers.
Yeah,
and
Irvington. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
First words out of my mouth. Oh, you're a hood rat.
And she didn't react well.
And she goes, yep. And then I was in love. At that moment, I was like, this is the chick for me. How cool is that? She didn't get offended. She didn't try to be extra. She's just like, yeah. And I was like, you want to go to lunch? She was like, sure. And literally, that was August 13th of 1998, and we have not been apart since.
Wow. That was your opening line.
And then when we went to lunch, a gay guy tried to have sex with me, and that was a whole different. I was wearing...
And he succeeded.
We went to this sandwich shop that used to be over here in the Galleria, and Antone's or...
I know what you're talking about. It's like a cult, like Antone's or Antone's.
It was across from the California Pizza Kitchen. It used to be a sandwich shop right there.
You mean the Antone's that moved across on the inside?
No, there was maybe it wasn't Antone's. But there was a sandwich shop. You know where California Pizza Kitchen is, yeah. Right here. What is it on the corner of?
Post Oak and San Felipe.
So wherever that is, across the street, there was a sub shop. And that's where I took her to lunch. And while I'm in line, like I was like, we ordered. And I was like, oh, I'll go get the sandwiches. And I go up there and there's this guy at the register. He's like, how you doing? And I was like, I'm good. I just need to get my sandwiches. He goes, that's a beautiful tie. Can I smell your roses?
Oh my God.
And I had a floral tie on with roses, and I was like, what? And he was like, can I just smell your roses? I was like, bro, I'm trying to take that chick home. No, just go get my sandwiches. He was like, oh, sorry. I was like, what are you getting a vibe just because I wore a floral tie?
Yeah.
Is that
the vibes you give off back in 1998? Those
with
are the kind
of floral tie on? It's like, oh yeah, he likes penis for sure.
That is a crazy story. I think I vaguely remember you telling me about the hood rat part, mm-hmm. but you didn't tell me about the gay guy hitting on you.
Well, we didn't get to that part. But yeah, that's how I met my wife. We didn't have Tinder or none of that. You had to just go up to a chick and grind on her in the club.
Lauren Pope, Lauren Pope on Twitter, she's out on the fanny pack. She's like, no, just no.
A chick telling you not to do it.
Giants Bane or at Third Coast on Twitter, however.
Okay, don't take advice from a guy. Here's what I want.
Joe Rogan rocks a fanny pack and he's in his 50s. Just saying.
Okay.
Joe Rogan is also worth how much money and does everything under the sun.
I'm getting there.
Rogan could wear like a onesie and get ass because he's rich.
Yeah, and he's Joe Rogan.
And you're not rich.
Yeah, I'm
and
broke.
You're not Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan's also married.
You sleep in your clothes. You don't need to be wearing a fanny pack.
Look, whatever it takes to up my game, if Lauren says no, I'll take Lauren Pope's advice. I won't take your advice.
How much time we got? An hour and 20 left in the show. Any female suspect hearing this, you could tweet us at the producer Nick, at Barry's Funny.
I'm telling you right now, I don't think every female would be turned off by a fanny pack.
If you're a dude, don't want to hear it unless you're gay and want to pick up Nick and you can give us the honest assessment. But I just want to know, is that a look? Would you be like, ooh, look at that guy with all the extra stuff and that extra pack on his...
It's
now, are you
going to
go wrestler belt style or like a Rambo gun belt style?
Yeah, the one that goes across the chest? Yeah.
That's the stupidest.
But that's the modern fanny pack. It's not the waist belt anymore. It's the one that goes over your shoulder.
At least the waist belt, you can put it in the back and no one sees it, so you don't look like a complete idiot. Or is it the fact that you want the fashion statement to have the fanny pack on?
Well, I'm afraid the waist belt, they don't make one in my size, so I need one that goes over my shoulder. That's like big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm afraid. I just don't want to buy it, and then I have to return it because it doesn't fit. You know?
Yeah. That would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
You're like, give me a 2X fanny pack for the waist. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, I think I'm going to, this is squeezing me. It's like I'm in a triangle, like a body triangle in the UFC or something. That's probably a good call.
Yeah.
All right. If you're a female, I want to know, are fanny packs thing? Is that when you see a dude with the fanny pack, are you just like, oh my God,
I'm getting more no's than yeses. Another guy says, you're better off wearing Abercrombie & Fitch.
I tried to say that off mic, by the way.
Did you really?
I tried.
Did you?
I don't know if they heard it. Yeah, see, you're getting more no's than yeses. Thank you. Listen to Uncle Barry when he tells you something, please. I know what I'm doing, bro.
I don't know, man. You're dated, too, with your Abercrombie & Fitch. You still shop at Forever 21?
No, like, I had to stop.
Why?
Going there.
Well, you mentioned this.
One, I'm too fat for their clothes.
Yeah.
Even their extra larges fit me like a medium. I'm serious.
Yeah. No, they're American Eagle-ish in their sizes.
No. American Eagle, everything fits fine. That's where I shop now. American Eagle, The Gap, Banana Republic. Those are my three. That's where I go. I don't even shop Abercrombie anymore just because you shamed me out of it. And I think that Forever 21 is phasing out their men's department, which is very disappointing because you can get some cheap stuff there. But H&M now is the same thing.
You know their men's department was never a phase, bro. That's what I was trying to tell you.
When you would walk into it, the sign in the store even had quotes around men's. It was like men's.
They really wanted you to know that they had menswear and nobody cared. Nobody cared.
Those of us that like to save a few bucks and still look good, dude.
Plus you would buy
That's the thing. Will you shop at H&M?
I would.
Would you shop at Fashion Nova?
I've never, but I probably would if it's like H&M.
What's the difference with Forever 21? Because it's all the same thing. It's like fashionable clothes that you could get for a third of the price
because Forever 21 was never a company.
I got my bomber jacket from Fashion Nova. You don't care about that. But if I bought the same bomber jacket for $20 at Forever 21, I'd never hear the end of it.
The problem with Forever 21 is they never got over the fact that they were known for women's clothing. Like if you look at... Like back in the day, there was a company called...
You act like I'm getting my clothes from Lane Bryant.
Well, I'm just saying, Structure and Express. Express kind of took over Structure. And people had to get over the fact that Express wasn't just made for
That's why they had to specifically women. Have an Express men entrance.
Right. But now, Express. But they got over that hump. Forever 21 didn't. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, they did for me.
That's why nothing fit right. You were wearing women's t-shirts from Forever 21.
I've tried on a pair of skinny jeans at Forever 21.
They were tight, weren't they?
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to pop a testicle. I really thought it was going to explode. They were so tight.
Yeah.
And I don't mind, wearing skinny jeans. I don't actually get skinny jeans. I'll get like a slim fit, which is kind of in between old school straight leg jeans and skinny jeans. It's a snug fit.
Right.
It's not super skinny.
Right.
But damn. I felt like if I would have even got sweatpants at Forever 21, they would have fit like skinny jeans. I was like, I can't. They were tight. I would get some shirts, but that's it.
All right, we'll take a quick one here. It's the usual suspects. No Joel Blank. He's in California, but he'll be back. Or maybe he's back in town today.
Yeah, he's probably back now.
And he'll be back on the air tomorrow. So I am filling in for Joel Blank. Aaron is Blitz on Twitter. He is behind the glass. At Barry is Funny on Twitter, at The Producer Nick. It is The Usual Suspects. It is ESPN 97.5. Do not go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, we keep it moving on The Usual Suspects. No Joel Blank. He is out of town or maybe back in town, but he won't be back on the air until tomorrow. I am Nick Sciarra, at The Producer Nick. Barry Laminack to my right, at Barry is Funny. And Aaron Rabold, at Aaron is Blitzed on Twitter.
Somebody said Tinder sucks because it's full of trans women and fat chicks using fat girl angles and filters.
Plenty of trans on Tinder.
That's the... Plenty do they tell you? Because I don't know that I want to find out when it's too late.
They do. I mean, I've seen where they do tell you, but I've seen where they don't as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have a real problem if you don't tell me. If you tell me, okay.
It's kind of obvious. Like when you have a nose that looks like Joel Blank's and you have man features and then you have long hair with makeup, it's kind of obvious.
Or it's like, hi, I'm Cheryl and she's got a beard.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, I feel like I would want you to tell me.
Yeah. It's definitely necessary if you're going to, you got to be transparent about your sexual orientation, right?
That's only fair.
I think that's only fair.
That's only fair.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to get to, because I love picking on Joel, he was very big on the, and you guys can give me your thoughts on this, because we all, well, I know you and I are foodies, and we love to talk about,
Mm-hmm.
But the Wisconsin fried cheese curds that I had at the Yard House.
Yes.
Free plug for them. Not a big fan of cheese curds at all.
Really?
Do you like them?
Yes.
I don't like the sauce you dip in them.
What kind of sauce was it?
They had two. They had like a red, orangey one, and then they had like a white sauce that you can
ranch?
Dip. It wasn't ranch. I don't think it was ranch.
Got to go ranch.
You like cheese curds?
Yeah. I was in Minnesota, in St. Paul, when I think I headlined there in January. And they were like, let's go eat. And so we went and ate, and we're sitting there, and they were like, what should we get for appetizer? I was like, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to get a Juicy Lucy for my burger, but I've never had cheese curds.
Yeah.
They were like, what? You've never? I was like, no, we eat normal food down in Texas. They're like, you got to have cheese curds. So we got cheese curds, and they were amazing.
Yeah, see, I thought they were super overrated. Aaron, where are you on cheese curds? Do you like them?
I like them.
Okay.
I like them, especially on top of poutine. So,
well.
On top of Putin.
Poutine.
What is poutine again?
Poutine is fries. They do like gravy-covered beef, and then cheese curds on top.
Poutine.
The Canadian dish.
Poutine sounds like.
It's really good over at the Maple Leaf.
Okay.
I can knock back at least two or three orders.
Here's the problem.
By myself, love, and I'm really going for it.
I don't know that I'm a fan of gravy on fries.
It's beef covered, though.
Yeah, but I'm a fan of cheese or queso and bacon and brisket and a lot of other things. But I keep my gravy. And I'm not a big gravy guy, but I feel like gravy for fried chicken or mashed potatoes, maybe some turkey. Put a little on some stuffing. I'm very limited on what I'm going to put gravy on.
You never dip your Whataburger fries in gravy? Fries?
No.
A lot of people do that.
Are you a communist?
I'm not going to do that either. I'm not a big fan of
that. You probably dip fries in a shake, don't you?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'll take a sip of the shake and then, or eat the fry and then take a sip of the shake.
Well, that's different. But there are people that will dip their French fries in their shake, and those people can go to hell. But gravy on fries, I don't know that I'm a fan of. I don't know. There's certain things on the French fries that I would want, which is weird because if you boil all this down, French fries are what?
Potatoes.
And mashed potatoes are potatoes. And yeah. I'll put gravy on mashed potatoes, but I won't put them on French fries because I'm a weirdo. I have no idea why.
It's the same thing.
I'm looking at a picture of it. First of all, poutine sounds like you've combined some different words.
Yep.
Like the word poot, which is another word for fart.
And he hates poutine.
And that sounds
bad. Have you never had it?
And then there's the whole...
You need to try it first.
Other word that would describe a female Virginia. And it sounds like poutine. And I don't even want to say that on the air. But that's just... Could we come up with a better name? Well, how about... If you know what? I might actually be like, I'll try that. If you were like, dude, you ever had gravy fries? I'd be like... No, actually, that sounds like I might try it. But it's called poutine, and I'm out on that. I thought, you know, honest to God, had no idea. I thought poutine might have been a sausage. Really did.
Poutine has been around for way too long for it to change the name.
Well, Why? When you guys switch spots, be ready for Fred to lecture you because he loves that stuff too.
Well, he's Canadian. So I know he's not, but he is.
I like the beef. I do like the beef-covered gravy. I like that part. That sounds
pretty
good. You
like the beef. I know.
Yeah. The ground. Yeah.
You said it.
Now I know how you guys feel every time I
ask. You're a big beef guy. You like the beef.
Love me some beef.
Love you some beef, don't you?
You want a Women's World Cup semifinal update?
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Break it down for you. 2-1. And 9 shots on goal for USA. 4 on target. 44% of the possession. 189 passes. I basically broke down the entire game.
This is why I love soccer. I do love soccer. And I, as much as I give it grief, but can we talk about the fact that in soccer, they'll talk more about the potential for opportunity than the actual score?
Because there's so little
shots on goal, shots on target, passes,
pass accuracy.
Like what?
Fouls,
but,
yellow
cards.
But how
many times did someone actually score? Oh, just the one. But they tried 15 times and they were accurate on those 15. 7 times.
Soccer people hate you right now. I grew up playing soccer, so hey. I can't hate on it. But I can understand playing
it. In fact,
you
know what? I was literally the other day sitting here telling myself I need to get back out to another Dynamo game. I love going and watching the Dynamo. It's an absolute fun time. And I tease. I say the same things about hockey because they're like, oh, yeah, 27 shots on goal. Oh, really? Well, how many did he score? Oh, just the 2.
Yeah, but you would go.
So they tried 27 times. That would literally just be like, that's the only stat you would give out in a football game.
Right. But you would go to a hockey game. Like, you would go to a playoff hockey game, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I used to go to Arrows games.
Yeah.
That's why I say I go to Dynamo. I give soccer and soccer fans a hard time, mostly because they're so sensitive about
Plus
it.
Plus, that venue is nice. Like,
absolutely.
It's a really nice venue if you want to, if like, even and if you're not a soccer fan.
I got
nice
tons of friends in the, what do they call it? The Orange Wall or the Orange Hoodlums or the, just the weirdos that sit at the end and
the
sing and chant.
The El Batillon or whatever?
I don't know. They sing and chant and do all the weird
Are
stuff.
Are they like the Red Rowdy, like the Dynamo
like the
version
Dynamo,
of the Red Rowdy?
Yes, that's a perfect way to describe them. Okay. They're the Orange Rowdies. That's exactly what they are.
And they go to every game and they're just...
My guy Connor, my guy Mincho, those guys go out there all the time.
Connor and Mincho goes all the time? Mincho?
Yeah,
Mincho. Is that his nickname?
Mincho Torres.
Mincho Torres. Yeah. Is he a comedian?
No. Oh. He's funny as heck, though. I've told him he should be a comedian, and I don't tell a lot of people that. As a comedian, I don't tell a lot of people they should be a comedian. I've told Mincho he needs to go do an open mic.
He's that just naturally funny. He's not trying to be a comedian.
If you make me laugh all the time in a conversation... That's not easy because I'm usually the one trying to make other people laugh. But
right.
when we're hanging out, I want to listen to Mincho because that dude's funny. So, yeah.
Interesting.
They're, you're right, though. They are like the Red Rowdies. And it's a fun time if you sit down in that area with them.
All right. There you have it. 2 hours in the books. One to go. 713-780-3776. Wow. More to come on The Usual Suspects. It's Nick. It's Barry. It's Aaron. Do not go anywhere. All the way up until 4 p.m. before the Blitz takes over. ESPN Radio, ESPN975.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.